Да, дядя, бабушка, мы страшно, бабушка, дядя, бабушка. Стас, коль Раши, куда в жизни говорил, нам звони хат, ема в нехати. But there are three different aspects to Chorus. אחד שנאמר ברכת הישרו, השני שנאמר בנחרטו, הנפשו עשו בנחרטה לבשים לפניי, השלישי שנאמר בנקראת לו את נבשי אבונה בה. Broadly speaking, in this, we'll go through all of them, but what it says here, the phenomenon of Chorus can be understood in two respects. One is a kind of punishment, positive punishment, early death, barrenness to the family. That's a punishment which is analogous to other kinds of punishments. The details are different, but the character is that. Then there is, and this runs to what Rambam says over here, a different conception of kores, which is simply the absence of the failure to participate in good. And particularly, and the Rambam deals, of course, not with mortal life, but post-mortal life, eternal life. Now these are, not only in terms of details, but conceptually, essentially, two very different kinds of punishments. What is a punishment in our sense of the term? Something is done to a person. The other is punishment, not in terms of what happens, in terms of the source. Maybe the person is punished. And the punishment is that he can't go to a party, he can't go to the ball game. It's a punishment of the source, but it's deprivation rather than actual punishment. And then there's a third aspect of kores, which is not in the nature of punishment altogether. It's the natural result of a dissolute kind of life. A person's station in the world to come is presumably a function not only at the level of schava inish, but the level of natural development, the natural growth of the kind of life he leads in this world. Life which is led, a life of values, a life of Eretz Hashem, a life of spiritual development, spiritual growth, prepares a person to participate in the world to come, which is a, to one level or another, a spiritual world. And a person who has not prepared himself, mimele is cut off from that. That was, anyone wants to punish him. He's not shaykh, he's not a bahochi, he doesn't have the capacity, he doesn't have the level. The word speaks of kores. The terms are not always distinguishable. We're talking about the kores, which is early death, barrenness, etc., the nature of punishment. Are we talking about simply the desiccation of the soul because it's not been adequately and properly prepared for the world to come? The Rambam talks about Chayav Krisa, of course, in many, many contexts. 36th dimension at the beginning of the first Mishnah Krisis, where the Rambam encounters that he cites that. In Cheshuva, מינו פרק חס, זו טובה הצפונה לצדיקים מחיי העולם הבא, והוא החיים שבא ותבהן, וטובה שנמרה, כמו שכתוב בתורה, למה ניתב לך ואחר ימים, פי השמוע למדו, למה ניתב לך לעולם שכולו טוב, וחיים לעולם שכולו ארוך. וזהו העולם הבא. שכר הצדיקים הוא שיזכו לנועם זה ויהיו בטובה זו, ופירון הרשעים הוא שלא יזכו לחיי בלו, ניקרתו וימותו. כל מי שאינו זוכר לחיים אלו, הוא אמת שאינו חי לעולם, הניחד ראשו, ועבד כבהמה. וזהו קראת הכתובה בתורה שלמה, קראת הכתובה בשהי, וישמע לנו דקראית בעולם הזה, דקראית בעולם הבא, כלומר שאינה נפש שאותה נפש שפשר מן הגוף בעולם הזה, אינה זוכה אחרי עולם הבא, אלא גם מן העולם הבא נכנסת. Rambam here runs together two conceptions of Kores. Rambam, both here and Shara Gmul, takes pains to distinguish. Rambam could have discussed this kind of Kores, Leis Chay Olam Ba'ali Chatu V'yavutu, as one facet, but not as the manifestation of the kind of Kores that we speak of in the Sukkim and the Anshin. Etc. And the Gemara does speak in them a number of places. It's a question, the Gemara itself and Shenim, which is more serious, Kores or Misim Deshumayim, Mopsach and Flamed Gibel. The general assumption is that Kores is more serious. But that is, as I said, strictly speaking, a punishment. Rab describes here as deprivation. But he identifies that with the Kores which is written in the Torah, Zukhet Abdu'ah B'Torah, Shemukhet Gaz Nebe Shahi. And that pasuk which the Rambam quotes is specifically one which speaks of punishment, Avon Abba. The impression conveyed by the Rambam is that this is what, this is the Kores, the Lav Yivav Chayav Krisis, is this as well. This sense may have ramifications not only for speculative one can discuss what one believes, one assumes with regard to the eternal world, as opposed to the course of our or this terrestrial world. It may have ramifications for the whole conception that one has of Kores Chayav Krisis and Pasuk Chayav Krisis with the Shemaim, how that's regarded. We have a chlekes in the Gemara to the Pichuim in Akon in the Chachomim as to whether it's the Kibla with Rab Minei with regard to Chayv Krisis. Kibla with Rab Minei is of course Chayv Mises, Chayv Mises Bezden. Whether he gets the Mises or not is irrelevant. That we pass in that Chayv Mises Shegin the Vrach and Ptuban at Ashlubin. Chayv Malkis is sort of a different sort of halacha. There we pass to Rabbi Yechanan, and it depends only if the person actually gets the unction. K'dei rishosu b'mispo, b'shuli sh'astuchel b'chodesh t'rishiyos. Koros b'mispo d'shumayim, there it's nebulous. What happens if there's chiv t'ashlubi? So you have two levels of the machlekes. One machlekes k'ru l'chon d'chachonim. K'ru b'na kodes says the Gemara Eisei v'kipu g'shabes t'ashlubi. Shabes a person does a malachi. At the same time, he cures a chiyu bomen, he's potter, keep levit rabbinate, it's chayv mises. Yom Kippur is only chiyu kovis, so therefore Yom Kippur, there is tashlumin, there's no keep levit rabbinate. If it happens that he does the malach in Yom Kippur and gets malchus, it'll be potter of inside the halacha of malchus. But not as the general conception of keep levit rabbinate. Then there's machlech to Rabbi Rav in the Gemara Ksuvus of Lamed, what happens to Mitzvah Shemayim? If you assume the Kores is also part of the payment of Shlumin, or Mitzvah Shemayim? That's a subheading under the general classification of probably has something to do with the question which I mentioned just previously, which is more severe, and how does Mitzvah Shemayim stand up against Kores? That question is which arise in various contexts. Just to mention one which we discussed earlier in the year with the Ramban. Chayav Krisis, though, is defined as being one of the Chamuris. Chayav Malkis and Chayav Esin Lakalis. What about Chayav Mitzvah Yishmaim? So there you have a lacuna. Alpak Aleph Aleph Beis Chashuvu Mayin HaKalot Mayin HaChamurot HaChamurot Hen Shechaymin Aleh Mitat Beit Din O Karet Shuvat Shav Shekar V'Shein O Karet V'Lechamurot U'Sham Mitzvadot Tassot Tassim O Karet Hem HaKalot Misa Deshumayim is not mentioned. Perhaps one should assume that it's among Shal Mitzvot Lo Tase, and therefore it's Minah Kalos. The other end, Gemara and Yuma, Kalos is most only mentioned with regard to those who have your Malkis, and not more than that. But that, as I say, is a more specific point, interesting in its own right. How is it going to understand according to Chachomim? So it may very well be that Purina Koran thinks that the light of the Chamura is every very Chamura Patas Mitashluim. Not past the very Chamura, but the Einish, which is Chamura Patas Mitashluim. And Koras is among the Chamuras. According to Chachomim, the Chumras HaVera per se doesn't Patas Mitashluim, nor the punishment for that Chumras HaVera, but specifically an Einchi Besden, which at one pole presents us with Misa, the other pole with Chayvei Malkis. That can be discussed quite independently of the nature of Kalis. It's also conceivable that the question of Kalis and its character is what it's at issue. Presumably, Kivlev to Abmanay has to do with Onshin. Whether the Onish actually is administered, that's said another issue. Without the Chayvei Mitzvah, we paskin that even the Parish is not administered, the Chayvei Malkis, the Chayvei Shlokish, the Afghan is administered. Pretty much has to do with Onshin. Now, if we think of Kores in terms of a certain kind of punishment, not administered in Bezin, not meant to be administered in Bezin, but a punishment, a person did a certain avere, gets it over the head. Then, the link between that and Mrs. Bezin, in terms of the classification, categorization, is there. There are differences, and one can say, as I've said, that it's only Onshi Bezdin, but broadly speaking, it's in the same category. That makes it easier to assume Rabbi Chum Yakonah's Shita. Doesn't make it necessary. It makes it easier. It opens the door for that. But Chayvei Krisis also are punishable. And therefore, part of Tashlum. If you think in terms of the way the Rambam speaks, the Kores, we quoted you before, Kores is simply the withering of the soul, as it were, being unprepared and unfit for the beatitude of eternal life, then it's unrelated to Tashlum. This is an Einish, and this is simply the natural result of leading a dissolute kind of life, an insufficient and inadequate kind of life. In Gemara, there are two explanations of Chulim and Akone. Moik Subas, Abayis says, the Pasuk which speaks of Kiyum Rav Dramenei is the Pasuk of Mevlodes which speaks of Asom. So Asom Bidei Adam, meaning that a person who kills the pregnant woman, Asom Bidei Shumayim, the term Asom Bidei Shumayim is also employed. Asom Amu Bidei Adam, Patuban Tashlumin, Asom Amu Bidei Shumayim, Patuban Tashlumin. So as long as it's defined as an Asom, that's the Aloch. Later on, Robert says, "Time will be when I come. My only mamba is the name of Yishahu, but he told me to follow Molech. But some tiny panai be Yishahu, and mishpachto, and chati oto, חייתי אותו. אמרה תורה, כרית שלי כמיטה שלכם. מה מיטה שלכם פתור מן התשלומים? כרית שלי פתור מן התשלומים. ועשנף כמינס ודגעת מיסים בדי שמיים, כמו תורה ויספייס, כמו דבר יספוט. כל את הבא, you speak of the phenomenon, you don't speak of its character and what stands with regard to punishment. Something called the nason, the pasuk is also part of the shlumin, the shemayim, even the edge of the shemayim, it's also a nason. Even though there's so much mentioned in the pasuk there, does not refer to the punishment for the for killing the woman, it refers to her death. That's the ason. But Abaye speaks, if there is an ason which generates, therefore, a chiyuv nisa, that's part of the shlumi. Likewise, ason midei shumayim. Rabbi, though, brings this very much into line. Karet shirikim itash shalachem. This is a punishment, that's a punishment, and this is the reason why we're not on it. Coming back to what I mentioned previously, according to the Rambam, I think it's very difficult to understand Chumim HaKoneh. It's certainly difficult to understand what you're the Rav, because Kret Shilem Mitash Shalachem are two different phenomena. Mitash Shalachem is an Einish Bezden, it's an Einish which is administered or which is generated. Kret Shili is something else entirely. According to Abaye, perhaps it's how we define Kret is irrelevant. Then with Allah, of course, we pass against Chumim HaKoneh. And therefore, that could be constant with my mention of Kodesh Rambam. If this is Kodesh and Neshama, not the Kodesh that the other Shem speak of, the 50, 60, when the person dies, etc., then indeed there's no room to speak of Chiyuv Patur Tashlum in regard to Kodesh, if this is the way Kodesh is to be understood. However, most Shem didn't understand that way, and they can speak of Kores, and the Ramban Shalak Mul does, speak of Kores that of the kind of Kores that the Ramban speaks of over here. But that's not the Kores which to which address himself here. Biro Inyaz, the Ramban says, Ki ochil chel av adam v'ut tzadiv v'robot zkuyot av gavra ot avato alav l'kshar b'avira hi k'atu yamav yimut ben uriko shikiz b'ezik kem shim shana v'ein avsho b'kreit yochel av adam v'nshamot. So two separate things. Person didn't have it. It's the medicine. The medicine is the kores in a terrestrial sense. Then there is a kores, that has to do with the total character of a person, how he's to be judged, which may involve the excess, however that is measured qualitatively, quantitatively, the excess of averus of a schuyos, or Shtarami speaks earlier in Paragim Cheshuvah, or it may be, that's what the Rambam stresses, it may be, according to the Rambam, inadequacy, which the Rambam speaks of less. But in any event, these are two totally different conceptions of Kores. In the Rambam, what the Rambam speaks of over here, which appears in the Gemara, is not, as I recall, not present. And that is some of those sheni. The whole thrust of the Ramban here, and he wants to share a gemul, raises issues of another kind. The Ramban there, much more than here, although he speaks in general terms here as well, goes into considerable detail concerning the nature of the punishments of the world to come, the period of time during which a person is exposed to them, a year, etc. These are Gemaras of Rosh Hashanah which speak in that vein. The question as to what the source for that is not clear, but this is what Chazal envisioned, what they understood, whether there was a particular Messiah with regard to this. The Ramban gives the impression that he assumed there was a clear Masera, and therefore one needed to speak in graphic terms. But the origins of that are not clear. Maybe it's part of the Shabbat Peh. I don't know. All right, this is the got to an unpleasant topic. From this, we turn to the beginning of today's year, a much more pleasant topic. In certain respects, it's very, very challenging. What is the Kedusha of which the Pasuk speaks? Before I get to that, just very briefly to note, the Rabban at the beginning takes pains to address us to an issue which we've seen in many, many places, which is very typical of him. What is the parasha of Kedoshim? What is it doing here in Sefer Yikra? It's addressed to all of Klal Yisrael. This is Sefer Tereskenim. And he addressed himself to this. But we see on various occasions, he tries to understand why a particular parasha, why mentioned Meshe and Aaron, why it's addressed to Klal Yisrael, parasha of Arayis, for instance, and not that specific. Part of his concern with structure, with form, with sequence, the overview, which in the Ramban is indicated at the outset of the year, is so much more prominent than it is in either Asher or Ibn Ezra. After this, he moves on, taking the Rashi's point of departure. Pushim tiyu, peyu pushim in arayob in avira, kol koshet motse geder erva, Lord Sakes to shine. Is that clear to me whether how the Rashi is to be understood? As the Rambam, as we'll see in a moment, focused on one particular point. Actually, it's a raya and avera. Well, a raya is a definite article, the idea. What is avera? The phenomenon of avera generally. They're all averas. If all averas, the question is why raya is singled out. So it's singled out presumably because of the context. Achimai speaks of the surim of raya. The end of creation of the onshim of arayis. That's what it's mentioned. Or is the term avera here in this Rashi to be understood as you have in Chazal a certain context where the term avera is used in a very limited sense to refer to averas which have some kind of sexual content. Perhaps it should be understood this way as well. I mention that because this is part of a way of trying to understand where the Ramban takes issue with Rashi. He takes issue with him, I think, in two respects. One is the nature and the character of this Prishut. Second is the area with regard to which this Prishut is to be realized. I think the Rabban understood according to Rashi that the Prishut which he speaks, not that which the Rabban speaks, not the Prishut which the Shem Sharm speaks, but Chachem Musa speak. Prishut means stay away from Arayis. Be Polish, be divorced with them, stay away. And that may entail spirit of the Gemara in Yevamis, some kind of mishmeres, the mishmalti. The pasuk at the end of Achimos, Shmatem mishmalti. The Gemara Yevamis says, "Asu mishmeres the mishmalti, asu shiur l'teira." Then they very well be involved. Etc. Maybe at some level one person should also have his own personal siyagim. But that is still fundamentally, if understood in that vein, is to focus on staying away from avoiding the aver of arayis. Now that being the case, the Rashi here is limited in two respects. First of all, it focuses upon arayis as being very special area, possibly because a person is very drawn, attracted to them. Yitzhar v'ray is the story of the other Yitzharim. But in any event, it's a very delimited area. And secondly, the nature of the Prishut is essentially to avoid the core Aveda. The Ramban challenges him in two counts. Number one, he extends this well beyond the highest to other areas for different natures, and we'll see those in a minute. And secondly, the nature of the Prishut is not a safety net around these Yisroel by way of avoiding them. It's an extension conceptually, axiologically, which may take its point of departure from this Yisurei Torah, but not necessarily. In other words, there may be certain values, certain kind of lifestyle which is important to maintain and sustain, not in order to avoid the Yisurei of the Yisurei Torah, not even by law expanding those Yisurim, but in terms of fundamental values which are important and which from a certain perspective are independent of the Yisur in one sense and yet not in another sense. Independent of the Yisur in that the values may be the substance, the infrastructure of the Yisurim. It's not that the Prishus is in order to avoid the Yisurim. The Yisurim are, in a sense, in order to maintain Prishus, but the term Prishus then has a different connotation. As a value, as a quality of one's life, as a characteristic of the interaction between the physical and the spiritual, the passional, and the element of Avedis Hashem, within a person's existence. That's the kind of Prishut we're talking about. So we speak of Prishut then in three different senses. One is simply avoiding the Aveira. The other is, as I said, the Siyag LaTorah around it, which is itself, as I mentioned on various other occasions, itself of dual nature, and it's a question of halacha in many contexts. Misha speaks, as I just said there, the council of Siyag LaTorah. You can make the Siyag for two reasons. Either as a safety net, Tzuat Bitachon in our terms, not safety net, I should say safety zone, yeah. Or as an extension of that particular Yisur, when you say the Torah, Asr only a very sharp manifestation of a certain phenomenon, but if the Torah was opposed to it, then we have to be opposed to it, beyond with the Torah Asr, in terms of Kashat Shru Mutalacha. So the Torah said that B.S. Yisur is also in Arayis, or in Nidid. The Midrabanon, that's one of the examples of the Raisa was Rav Nosson. Midrabanon, and it could be Midrabanon, it could be one's own Anhoge, the Yisur, Yochanan Chapkeni, and Ashkenah, etc., which you mentioned over there, those Achokis are part of not just of safeguarding that a person doesn't actually engage in biasura, but that he doesn't engage in sexual activity with the nida, because that's a contrary to the rotsin of the Torah. But that is still a way of focusing on the issue of nida, extending it. And that is the piece which the Ramban speaks, which does not necessarily refer to things for the terasod that we then want to expand, but refers to a certain set of values which Rabban thinks should be sustained and which are part of what halachic life, spiritual life, are all about. Now here, the Rabban begins to get down to detail. I think there's an issue which needs to be considered. He runs together different elements, different kinds of elements. So let's just see that there's some degradations. It starts with regard to the foci of Kedusha and Rambam as well. He said Kedusha and Rambam refers to Yisurabia, Mecholas Asuris, the three sections there, Yisurabia, Mecholas Asuris, and Shechita. Now it's focusing upon man's biological and passional existence and the interface between the biological and the passional. So Rambam says, פיקח בואה כתוב, אחרי שפירת הייסורים שעשה אותם לגמרי, which are clearly defined as normative violations, וציבה בדבר כללי של פרושים מן המותרות. מן המותרות. And what does this precious entail, though? So there are different levels here. He starts with the sexual area. He made במשקל כינן שאמרו שלא ידעו יכולים לציין את השעות נקת הרגולים. This is a reflection, not just of Rabban's general attitude to Prishut, but what we saw in earlier context that I discussed extensively, the reservations which he has regarding sexuality in general, which ideally everyone should have been celibate, but you need to maintain the human race. So therefore, the Torah was matir. But then he starts. Given what Rambam has to say over there, it's clear that from his perspective, the need for limits, and the limits that he sets over here, are not simply to avoid this sort of orgiastic kind of existence, but he's very clear and limiting sharply. What's needed for Kiyum HaMitzvah, yes, and everything else, no. That's a fairly sharp reshoot. Admittedly, from an area of life which a person can manage without, he can't. If he stops eating, he'll collapse, but if he abstains, engages in sexual abstinence, he'll survive. But it's an area, of course, which is very central in terms of its passional force and power. And here the Rambam says, minimum, sure, minimum. Now from there he moves on to imbibing of wine, which goes to Nazir Kadosh. Now here bear in mind that there's a bit of a jump here, not only because presumably drinking wine, the Rabban is not speaking of actual intoxication. He says, the ideal is somehow Nazir. That's sort of a divshaka to a Nazir Kadosh. So Kadoshim to you, be like a Nazir. Now that means not simply avoiding intoxication, that means reducing the intake of alcoholic beverages. Optimally, if a person were to go all the way to avoid it altogether, but he makes some allowance for the miuto. But I presume for the Ramban, the significance of not just avoiding intoxication. Maybe we're talking about avoiding intoxication that might be on the same plane as avoiding sexual orgies. But if he's talking about being like a Nazir, I presume for the Ramban, a person who's not like a Nazir, and he drinks some wine, or even if he drinks more than a little bit of wine, he still is in much better shape than a person who leads a life which the Rabban speaks of before. Yod shatuf bezimat ishto nashav rabo. Was a sharp term. Shatuf bezimat ishto. There's nothing comparable to zima. We got the person drinking a little bit of wine. So the general ideal is clear. But how far does that demand push you? Examples which follow are even more significant in this respect. Chen yafrish atzmo min ha-tuma af ha-pish lo uzhaldu b'mena ba-torah k'inyan she-izkiru b'gdei ha-maratz midras li-prushim k'mo she-kra nazir kadosh ro tumat ha-met gam ken. I tell you, the Rabban here is not looking for the Mishnah Gige, the b'gdei ha-maratz, for a source that a person should abstain from tumah. Simply using the term prushim. Prushim are people who are nizel and tumah v'tara particularly, that they're not, either tumah or kachim, and the nizel, or the nizel when he tchul, reich v'chulei b'tara, the Gemara speaks of that as well. Whether of chul shenas v'tara takodesh, which is a certain level, or stam chul, and they're very careful. Now here we deal with something which certainly in moral terms is totally different than what he spoke of before. If there's a demand for limiting excessive sexuality and excessive intake, something which is not needed to sustain the human body and simply is some kind of concupiscence, with gluttony at some level, here the Rabban moves up the ladder considerably. And a person, that's the same as a person who engages in excesses in the areas he spoke of previously. The Rabban notes here, there was no Easter of Tumah. And this is a much more general question with regard to Tumah. The Rabban here seems to take it to some moral, spiritual ideal of avoiding tumah. The Rambam, takes pains to reject that. כל הכתוב בתורה, זה לא חכס. כל הכתוב בתורה, דברי קבלה, זה נביא מלכות התרומה בתורות, אינו אלא נהנה מקדש וקדושיו, ותרומות ומעשה שני בלבד. שהסיר את התמאים, להיכנס למקדש, לאכול קודש ותרומה ומעשה בתרומה. אבל החולין, אין בין איסור כלל, אלא מותר לאכול חולין תמאים, ולשתות משקין תמאים. הנאמר בתורה, במסר שיוך אותו מלו יאכל, מכלל, סרצון מדגת הקודשי, מכלל שיכולים תאורים, שאינו מדבר על המסר קודשי. אם כן, מפני מה נאמר, משהו שיכולים תאורי שני פסול, לא שיעשו לאכילה, אלא למנות מלא לתרומה לקודש. ואני גוזן, כשם שמותר לאכול חולים תמאים ולשתותן, כך מותר לגרום תרומה לחולים שבארץ ישראל, ויש לו לטמא את החולין המתוקנים לכתחילה, וכן מותר לאדם לגע בכל הטומאה ולהטמא בהן. שהרי הסיר הכתוב בני אהרון, ואתה נזיר מלהטמא באמת, באמת, בכלל שכל העם מותרים. ושאף כהנים ונזירים מותרים להטמא בשאר טומאות, חוץ מטמא מת. רמסס תומאס מס, וכהן ונזיר, a separate area. Anybody else, they can mitmeim as much as they want. If they want to somehow enter the world of Kedusha, whether by contact with certain objects, certain places, certain experiences, then there's the whole parsha of Tumah. And that's my way of singling out and highlighting the significance and the import of those phenomena. Other than that, there's no need. There are Rishonim who went even beyond the Ramban. The Ibn Ezra says, against Chazal in this respect, Ovnivatam lo tigau, that a person who touches an Avela is like him. With regard to Nazir, the Ramban here cites him as a kind of a model in two respects, two areas. First, with regard to Miut Yain, and secondly, with regard to Tumer. Where does he find that there's such an ideal? So Nazir defines the Kaddosh, and therefore it's an idea of Kaddosh to be like the Nazir. This is consistent with Ramban's perception in Parshas Nazir, the Parsha of Nazir. A number of places when it deals with the issue of asceticism, sets of Rosh Hakapo, who says that why is Nazir called a chote? Because tziras from inayin, by zesh shel tziras from inayin nikra chote, tziras from chote ba avdo achat kama vechama. That's why he has to be a korban, because he's abstained from wine. The Ramban, confronted with the same issue, gives a diametrically opposed explanation. Tama Chatat Sheyak, this is Perek Vav Pesukim Aleph in Bamidbar. Tama Chatat Sheyakriv HaNazir B'Yom Melot Yomei Zvolo Nitparesh. HaDerech HaPshat Ki Yesh Hazeh Chotei Nafsho B'Melot HaNazirut Ki Hu Ata Nazir B'Kedushato V'Avodat Hashem V'Ra'uy Haya Lo Sheyazir La'Olam V'Yamod Kol Yabav Nazir V'Kodosh Lelokav Ki Inyan She'amar V'Akim Mibnechem Levim V'Chorim Nazirim משוות הכתוב לנבי, כי נכתיב כל ימי נזרו קדוש הוא לשם, והנה הוא צריך כפרה בשובו להתאבא בתאוות העולם. סבור רב לזר הקפר says, he needs כפרה because he was a Nazir. המן says, he needs כפרה because he stopped being a Nazir. רמב״ם, both in Shemene Pekim and Chesdeus, despite the fact that he himself also has some, but I suppose by our standards we consider as ascetic tendencies, but he quotes Rav Elazar HaKapo, again in Pagim Chesdeus, Shem Yomar Adam, Oil Vakina, Vatava, Kavol Chesdeus, Ben Derech Ha'ayin, Vosin Et Adam Min Ha'olam, Efrosh Mehem, Yoteh Bet Chagel Sad Ha'achron, עד שלא יאכל בשר ולא ישתייה ולא יישא אישה ולא יישא בדירה נעה ולא ילבוש לבוש נאה להשק והצמר הקשר וכיוצא בהן כמו כהני עבדי כחורים גם זו דרך רעה היא ואסור ללך בה המלך בדרך זו נקרא חוטא שאומר בנזיר וכיפה לו שחטא לנפש אמרו חכמים ומה אם נזיר שלא פירש אלא בן היין צריך כפרה מונע עצמו בכל דבר ודבר על אחת כמה וכמה לפיכך ציוו חכמים שלו ימנע אדם עצמו על מדברים שמנעת התורה בלבד לא יהיה עושה עצמו בדברים בשבועות על דברים המותרים אצלך אז רמב״ם at some level of course we have to deal with the fact that the Torah describes the both the Nazir and the Kaddosh which takes a number of places to address himself to but certainly the more one-sided perception of Nazir which the Ramban has here and there, the Pasuk notes that quoted as well, that certainly the Rambam didn't have. But I want to indicate, though, to stress, is how far, in effect, the Rambam has moved from his initial point of departure. He started by telling a person not to be shatuf bezimat ishto. It's sort of zima, even with regard to one's wife, even though it's an area which is permissible, which is listed, permissible, but question of the character, the scope, etc., and the degree of kedusha and sanctification the person brings to it is critical. Move from there to the imbibing of wine, and there, of course, he has models of what that can do. Noach and Lot. He speaks somewhat of a person whose mode of speech is not proper. No, this comes later. Then he moves to someone who's not perished from tumor. What's important to note in this connection, because this is a critical issue with this whole Ramban. What is it that we're talking about? One point of view, if you say, well, if you want to be perish from tumi, what are one of the pushy? One of those people discuss the Mishnah Gigit. That's not for normal people. Normal people lead normal lives. Lives with constants with Allah, the letter of Allah, the spirit of Allah. And then there are Chavetz Chaims. People of unusual tzidkis. That's one way of looking at it. And certainly in relation to being perished from tumor, through the impression which one would get, both from the sugyas and from, I suppose, everyone's sensibility. As soon as it appeared that chaverim, a few number, pushim, even beyond chaverim, in the sugyas, if someone is very high madrege, that's what he'll be. But that's not, I say again, tenor for the normal person. When the man speaks doshim to you, he's not talking about Chofetz Chaim. He's talking about us. So we're ordinary people, normal people. And regards this not as being some ultimate ideal, but a clear normative demand. Doshim to you, that is normative force. And he says, אחרי שפרט ביסורים שעושה אותם לגמרי, מציבה בדבר כללי שפרושים אינם מותרות, זה מציבה בדבר כללי שפרושים אינם מותרות. The Torah has details, and it's singled out certain phenomena, which need to be defined and classified halachically. What halacha demands, what the Moshe wants of us. But at the same time, he also wants of us the word klali. From a certain point of view, that's a less of a demand because it's not singled out in normative legal terms. But in terms of the importance which is to be attached to it, the expectation, even when it's not a question of violating a law, but it's violating and defaming a value. But Sivabiyavar clearly, first there was mitzvah in specifics, there's mitzvah in general terms. This is somewhat sharpened subsequently when the Ramban generalizes, says this kedushim to you is just one, but there's a whole series, whole set of such tzivuim. זה דרך התורה, לפרוט ולכלול בך יוצא בזה, כי אחרי הזאת פרטי הדינים, בכל מסר מתגלות בבן האדם, לא תגנוב ולא תגזור ולא תלוי שעה עוזרות, אמר בכלל ועשית שעה והטוב, שיכניס בעשי היושר והשוויה, בכל לפני משור הדין לחסור חבריו כשפרי בגיל המקומי, בעצר השם, בעצר קדוש ברוך הוא. וסחנן, sharpens the sense of, I don't want to say total equality, but the fundamental affinity between the specific tzivuim and specific yisurim and the level he's talking about here. But the Ramban speaks of this kind of tzivui. In effect, what he says is, there are specific isurim, specific tzivuim. And this is one facet, one level of halacha. And there's another level of halacha, which is oriented not necessarily to norms, but to values. Values which in one respect are the underpinning, the infrastructure of halacha, of the tzivuim. In another respect are the pinnacle of the tzivuim. The isurim grow out, in terms of Rasul Benjamin, grow out of the need to maintain the values. This is where the area of time and mitzvahs comes in. And the mitzvahs are intended to lead towards the attainment of these values. They are an implement, an instrument, not the only instrument. And Raman sharpens this, I said there in Vaishanan, when he says, why did Tosei Yeshua Batov, this kind of umbrella. So many, of course, would assume that the Torah wanted to set a certain level of justice, of fairness. And that level is the, whatever was important was put down in the mitzvahs. Then you want to be a tzaddik, Chofetz Chaim. Then the Torah said, beyond that, Yeshua Batov spoke in very grandiloquent terms. That's not what the Ramban says. Why was it the Torah, after it had exhausted a list of Isurim and Sivuim, then spoke in terms of very general categories? Because it had not exhausted. Zein Yan Gadol, Lefi She'i Efshar Laskir Batoa Kola Nagot Adam Shechena V'Re'av V'chol Maso Matano V'Tikunei Yishuv V'Amdinot Kulam. V'lachei She'izkir Be'em Harbei K'o Nelot Elech Achir T'vol Oti Adom Adam Re'echa לא תקליל חירש מנסיבת הכל ויוצא בהם, חזר לומר בדרך כלל, שיעשה הטוב הישר בכל דבר. עד שיכנס ועד כדי כך, אפשר במשורת הדין. Raman says, there are many other phenomena, I couldn't set out everything, to anticipate every possible violation, every possible infraction, every possible act, which impinges in, upon somebody else's life. So it sets down Rosh Yiprakim, and then the general category. This he assumes.
How does Shiva understand that exactly? If he has a lack of space, I mean, I don't think that's what the Ramban means.
Well, it's lack of space. Maybe it's a lack of our ability to learn it.
I mean, every period, and every single case that they ever come up, I understand, you know, like, why not? But in the category of Bar Mitzvah, for example, there wasn't space for it. In other words, what's the criteria that we're hitting on?
The line could be drawn here, could be drawn there. But in terms of the principle, the Ramban does say this, that it was not possible, I mean, possible it was not reasonable, not feasible, not proper, not educational, to have in the Torah everything set down as you would have sort of a tzekepeni talmudit. That was not feasible. So therefore the Torah set down general categories, the more critical spots, and then it has the general values. And these values for the Ramban on different areas. Some of them have to do with Ben Adam Lamakim as Yashua Tov. Some of them have to do, some of them have to do Ben Adam Lamakim. And the two examples he cites over here, one is Shabbosim, which we'll deal to when we get to Shabbos. Haman thinks that Lamites Malachis, but Vaisichoyl is also according to Midei Raisi, under the category of Shabbosim. And there too, Shabbosim is not just some kind of ideal. She said, learn all Shabbos. That's a chiyuv. Apidin, Shabbosim. It's an Isur Asay. Isur Asay, the Kiyum Asay. And some which concern the areas of Munis Vedeus. He speaks of what kinds of magic and superstition. So Taylor singled out a whole list of those which need to be avoided. Parshas Shoftim, which the Ramban is differently from the Rambam. Parshas Shoftim lists a whole catalog all kinds of forms. And whatever these are specifically, the Sugya Sanhedrin which deal with this. What if a person, having learned the Sugya Sanhedrin, will say to walk between the raindrops, to find a guru who is not quite a Menachesh, Moneh, Mechashev, but he engages in fundamentally the kind of spiritualistic phenomena, experiences, which the Pasha talks about. There the Torah comes in and says, Ki tovat Hashem kol oseile, v'dala tovot Hashem kol oseile, v'dala tovot Hashem tamim tiyeh v'Hashem alokeh. And the word tamim tiyeh is not just be like Avraham Avinu, he's like Avraham Avinu tamim, which again would place the Tzama at the pinnacle of Tzidkis. Nor is that the way the Rambam understands. The Rambam said, Tamim Tiyeh Mashem Elokecha, as being a kind of intellectual tzivui. The end of Pehila B'chizkiyahu Avos Rechavim, Rambam says that a person believes that these things are all of significance, their real value, or their real substance. To wrestle them, according to that passage, that parsha in Shoftim, he said, "Dvarim eilu kula divrei shekem chazav heim, veim sheitu ben avdei kuchavim kadmonim bevei haratzor kdei sheizdagu ninahugu achayem. Vein ro liyisrael shim chachamim chukamim vamshech nimasher bavonim eilu laot alev sheyesh toalet bahem." I'm skipping what he says over here. Aval balei hachochma tumim me'adad yedu b'rayot brurot. כולנו הדברים שאסרה תורה אינם דברי חוכמה אלא תוהו והבל שמשכו בחזקי הדעת ונטשו כל דרכי האמת בגללן. ולזה אמרה התורה כשהסירה כל אלו ההבלים תמיד הם השם הלוקח. רמב"ם, this is be wise, be philosophical, transcend all of this nonsense. The Ramban is part of an extension of avoiding kosei ksamim and all that at the level of a tzivui. And he counts Tamim Tiyeh as a mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah. He says it right there in the Sefer Mitzvah as well. Rambam doesn't. Rambam, it's an ideal. Delech v'nei yeh Tamim. What all of this means, of course, is that, as I said before, you have a two-tier conception of the word of Halacha, but normative throughout. And where it takes issue with Rashi is in two respects. Number one, we talk about Ha'is, Kedushim to you, is this an overarching ideal in general? Secondly, what kind of preachers are we talking about? Simply avoiding the actual Ma'is HaVeire and maybe building safety zones, walls, in order to ensure that you don't do that? Or are we talking about the maintenance of certain values which are part of its spiritual life, part of its demand? And then he has this, I've said, the result is that the second tier, normative in its own right, Shintiyu, Shabbaton, Yashuvatov, Tavitiyam Hashem Elokecha, this whole family. This, of course, opens up a question which we'll leave for next time, particularly related to Yashuvatov. Here he says, Kiachia Zahat Pitya Dinim, the Kholo Basar Matan, Dinim, and Adam, Lotignov, Lotignov, Don Shah Zahot, Ama Bichlal, Osir Shabbatov, שיכניס פעשי היושר והשוויה בכל לפנים משועדים לצורך אווירה השפרש במקומו ברצוע הקדוש ברוך. This is not our conception of לפנים משועד הסדים. Ramban is talking here again. זה חיוב, עשי את היושר והטוב. Is the room in the Ramban, any room left for Lo Shum Zohadin in our general understanding, to wit, is the Fnim Shur HaSadi nothing more than not being another Roshus HaTeva? Or, according to Rabban too, there would be some room for the Fnim Shur in a more general way. I will stop here and finish off the scene next week. Or next week we have questions, don't we? All right, so make it 2 weeks. First of all, the Fnim Shur HaSadin, of course, is a broad subject in its own right. Try to deal with it in general terms. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, the Chizdeis, deals with it. And the Shemen HaPrakim, either Perek Dalet or Perek Hei, likewise. And we'll try to deal also with some of the specific Halachis, which the Rabban mentions not here, but in Vayeschanan, which relate to this. That's the way of finishing with this inyan. We got the part which follow. We look briefly at Shibur Mishmila Shakir. We won't get involved with all the details, but specifically quotes over here that we do want to get to. Likewise, Lot Chalil Cheresh, this as well. And the Vesh will get beyond the Tele Rechid Ba'amecha. Probably not. I'll try to get up there.